There you go.
All right. Open the meeting. Option two, additions and deletions to the agenda. There are none. Option three, we're going to open the bids for the office edition. And it noted that Butch could not make the meeting, so there's only two of us here. But we are going to open the bids to take a look at them and just see where we're roughly where we're at. And we're going to try to get together with Butch as soon as we can to make a decision.
You want my letter opener?
No, I don't think so.
This goes with that one.
This goes with that one.
Yeah,
this one, the second
page of an email.
Let's
see.
We'll see
when you open it.
Can
just open the envelope. It'll make more sense.
Okay. I believe you. So this is... Oh, I see. It's the second half of the email that he sent. So he's got clarifications on some of the electrical because we didn't have a breakout sheet.
Okay.
That's on me. I just put it in the bid, but I forgot to add it to the sheet at the end.
Yeah.
So he broke it all out.
Yep.
So anyways, he's got a circle around decorative rock panel, but I think that's pretty easy to resolve. He did everything right. He did everything out here. Here we go. So, wow, that's the concrete. It's like the concrete bid.
So who's that from?
Okay. So you're gonna write them down for me? If somebody
well,
is?
I'm gonna write them on my sheet.
I can write them down.
All right. So this is from somebody called Juggernaut. Juggernaut. So first one I got here in my hand is the concrete work, and it looks like he's in at 69.18 for all the concrete work, and he broke it all out.
69,000.
60.60,918. Yeah, for the concrete work. Concrete work. This is stapled together kind of weird, but we'll figure it out. This is must be the dirt.
Dirt.
Yeah, excavation and site preparation. Broke it all out. But his total bid for excavation for the dirt work, portion of the job, is $39,853. And then there's one more page, which is...
The building?
It doesn't look like he bid on the building. Did he?
I thought he did.
Said he was going to bid on everything.
Yeah.
They were here to bid on the concrete, but they have equipment to where they may have...
No, this is the building bid sheet.
Yeah.
But the header didn't come through when he printed it, that's all. So he put a contingency in. 10%, $319,689.70.
319?
Yeah, that's what it says.
Oh, that's just for the building?
That's just for the building?
That's not everything?
We'll have to ask them.
I didn't look through closely.
Because he didn't add everything together.
I think that is just for that.
319 what?
319. $319,689.70. And it looks to me like that comes with this email where he broke out electrical. There must be a sheet missing here because he's got
your 400. I guess we should have. I guess we should have done it before.
Well, but this may be his total. We got to call him because we got to find out if that's the total bid.
Yeah, but if you look at the bid before it, there's a total that looks kind of the same.
Yeah, I agree.
So I think that's an individual total. You can add this up and figure it out.
I don't have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You're missing one to figure it out.
Yeah, because you don't have the building broke down.
He doesn't have the building broke down, so he forgot to staple that sheet in here.
What's this?
I don't think that sheet printed by the looks of it from what they got earlier.
Oh, no, it's right here.
Oh.
There it is. It is here. Okay. This page is the top of that page.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Yeah. It must be got ripped off. Or...
Yeah. It got stacked together wrong. So this is the top of that page. So that's the total for this building.
That total is just for the building.
Just for the building. So then this becomes the electrical breakout that he supplied us because we didn't have a line item on our bid. Right?
Yeah.
Anyways. So, yeah, that's correct. So those numbers are correct.
More so it would be the grand total.
So,
408. It's 444
something.
444.
Ouch.
What did I miss?
444-137-16. That's a lot of money just to frame it.
Oh.
Just to frame it. Because that's not your interior wall and everything else.
Well, he's got it broke out.
He got it broke out, yeah.
So, anyways, that's his bid.
Yeah.
That's bid number one.
So bid number two. Paper goes with bid number
two. This paper goes with bid number two.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Before I get all.
Give me all of this one.
I want you to take all of that bid, including this extraneous email that came with it, and make sure it's all one piece. Thank you. And this guy, is Lanvec, is that right?
Larivee.
He's got all of our stuff made out here.
They only filled out one paper.
How do you know? I just opened it.
He told me on the phone.
Oh, he told me. All right. So this is the dirt work bid. I might just flip these over as I open them.
Yeah, he included all the blank ones in the email, so we just printed them all.
Oh, he did?
Mm-hmm.
He's at 53.3. For excavation, existing bulkhead, foundage, drainage, grading, topsoil, and seating. 53.3 for the dirt work alone. Okay, and then the rest of these sheets are for everything else, but he didn't bid on any of that, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, he didn't. So that's his total package. We just chuck this stuff in the trash because it's not, it doesn't have any.
I just wanted somebody else to verify it.
Yeah.
It looked all blank.
It's all blank.
Because he sent it all.
That's fine. Oh, now we got one from, I don't know about these guys. I don't know about these fellas.
We didn't bid nowhere near enough.
Apparently you didn't.
Huh?
Looks like R.L. Moore and Sons threw a bid at this. Let's see where they come in. Oh, he put it on his fancy letterhead and everything. Nice.
Did you include concrete in yours?
No, I did not.
Did that guy include concrete in his?
Wasn't it together?
No.
So his was just dirt work.
No, this is just dirt work.
I thought the bid was for concrete.
No, concrete's a separate one.
There's so three. No, you got your building, you got your concrete, and then you got your dirt work.
Okay. So dirt work's just by itself.
Yes. Guess
I should have paid
more. And R.L. Morin, I suspect that Mrs. R.L. Morin maybe
she put it on the computer.
Yeah, I suspected that.
I laid it out for her.
They're in at 22,466.18 for the dirt work excavation piece.
Guess I'm gonna have to start adding on to my prices.
Well, so because Butch isn't here. And because Ricky would have to abstain, we don't really have a quorum to vote on whether we're going to accept a bid or not. So we're going to table this until we get Butch on the phone or into a proper meeting. And I got a question about that. Do we have to warn that? Like, if we're going to have a meeting tomorrow morning,
yes,
at 10 o'clock on the phone, how do we warn that? Or how many hours ahead?
You're supposed to have at least
48.
I think it's 48 for not a regular scheduled meeting. You could do 24 for an emergency, but I'm not going to be the judge of whether that's an emergency or not. Or not 24. You don't have to actually have...
How many do we have to have? 48?
48.
So today's Tuesday, so...
24 at the least, which you don't have.
So Friday morning, we could do something Friday morning and still be well within our... We can't do anything Thursday because it'll be Thursday night before we can make the phone call. Well, we could. You just call me home. I could call, you know.
Yeah.
However you guys want to do it.
I want to do it real quick.
I just want to do it too.
It don't matter.
Thursday, if we can, if we can get a hold of Butch.
We can do it tonight.
We can do it tonight, later on. But, you know.
Like I said, I called him.
All right. So we'll table this and we'll go through all the rest of the stuff. If we can get a hold of Butch before the end of this meeting, we will do that. Read him into the meeting. And then we will, if not, we'll have to warn a meeting and we'll do it like Friday morning or something.
Yeah.
Sound reasonable?
Yeah.
That's fine.
That's about all we do.
You don't need me, I can
leave. Oh, and this was...
I just thought I had to meet it.
I was hoping there'd be more builders that would be interested in it.
But they're also busy. Nobody. Price, this is Price. He's got two prices in there. One for cutting across. And he added all footing grains around the whole building if we needed it. So. But still.
24 hours notice.
I didn't all the way around. The thing was to start here and go.
I did. I'm good. I can
pay. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I had one question. That's it.
Okay, well, so we're going
to. Otherwise, just wait until other because we already passed additions and deletions.
We added additions and deletions, but we have citizens' input, and there she is.
Yeah, I just was here for the beach. I'm just checking in. We had one question. But if we need to wait till next meeting, that's okay, too.
No,
no, for the beach?
Yeah.
It's under the beach?
No, I forgot to put it on the agenda.
Beach isn't on the agenda.
That's fine. Citizens' input's on the agenda.
Okay.
So we'll take a beach question under citizens' input. I got no problem with that.
So we're having a little bit of an issue with kids being dropped off without supervision.
Yeah.
It says in the rule book 12 and over can be there without an adult.
That's right. Sounds right.
Does that mean unsupervised overnight?
No. I wouldn't think that would mean
it's making Pam and I very uncomfortable.
I spouted that out without... I wouldn't leave my kid overnight
to
alone.
To spend the night overnight, they have to be 18
to rent a campsite.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay. As I say, in the rules...
Pretty sure that's the rule.
It's a couple of our seasonals, and their kids are staying unsupervised, but then today...
How old are they?
Their youngest is 12.
Is that legal?
And their oldest is between 16 and 17. I don't know the exact age of the oldest. But, like, today they walked down. They didn't have food. They wanted me to take them to the store. I'm like, I can't take you to the store. So then they were calling friends' parents to come get them to take them to the store. It just puts Pam and I in a weird position.
Is it school?
The bus drops them. I have two buses.
Oh, they're there until the parents get home from work or whatever to the campground. And they're seasonals.
They're seasonals.
I don't have a problem with getting dropped off there and just staying for a couple hours.
Yeah.
But to be dropped off, to be there all day or to spend the night with nobody there, I have a problem with that.
And the parent comes and goes. Like, the parent was there but then left on a motorcycle. So then I called him and I was like, no, you need to come back. Like, I have to go to a meeting. And I'm not comfortable leaving your 12-year-old here unsupervised, so can you please come back? And she did. She came back.
Or tell, if you're going to have your kid there unsupervised, they need to be in your campsite.
Yeah.
Not down on the beach.
Well, that was it. They were swimming, and I was I'm so uncomfortable with this right now.
They have to be in their campsite.
And they're saying not to swim right now because the water is still so cold.
Right.
That can put you into shock.
Water's wicked cold,
And we had quite a few kids that came after school, which is fine. It's just
where does
the liability fall?
And then in the evening like this, technically, if the parents aren't there.
I would just stay longer. I would, and if
no, the they should stay back, in there. They should stay in there
in their campsite.
Basically, before you leave to A kids. The parents aren't around. Nobody's here to watch you. You need to get up. No more swimming. Go to your campsite. I mean, it's common sense, right?
Yeah.
It might. That's how I feel about it.
It was to Pam.
I know it was to you, too.
Yeah. I, like, called Pam to double check. She's like, nope, but this has been an issue in the past. I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to ask the select board what we do here.
Cause... That's, you got it right. Just, it's common sense, right? Yeah. Whether it's a hard policy rule.
Right. There is a rule in here. I just can't find it right now.
Right, you can't
I didn't find it earlier.
That I read earlier that it was, like, they
but
had
anyways,
to be 18.
And to me... Again, correct me if I'm overstepping here, but that's, you're the beach manager.
Yeah.
Beach manager.
Okay.
You're
so
doing,
I'm okay to.
You're okay to say, you know what? We're not, we don't want you down here.
Yeah.
If we're not here and your parents are not here, you need to stay on your campsite.
Okay.
I have no problem with that. Because you're the beach manager, right?
Yeah.
That's under your purvey.
Okay.
If it makes sense to you, it probably makes sense to the rest of the world. So that's how I feel about it.
I understood.
Thank
like
you
I,
for asking.
I stir the pot sometimes.
Yeah, that's fine.
All I'm going to say is the town's not a babysitting service
that's right.
up there. That's going to be my opinion of it.
Mm-hmm.
The kids, 17, should be able to stay there after school for a few hours, but not have, it should be the parents' responsibility, make sure that somebody's there at night for them, and...
Significantly different if they're swimming.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You're in your own campsite.
Boats or...
Yeah, if you're in your campsite, hanging out.
Too. Okay, designated head of camping party staying overnight on a site must be at least 18 years of age and is responsible for the conduct of all campers and visitors on the site.
Yeah, so there is sort of a rule.
Yeah.
But you guys are the beach.
I'm not going out in the boats, too. I'm like, no, I can't see you guys.
No swimming.
There.
Yeah, if your parents aren't here and there's nobody here to pay attention to you,
because they know you have this,
get in your campground, get in your campsite, and stay there.
They are not to have any on the property.
Thank you. Yeah. They left today. That's fine.
Okay. They're seasonal and they left?
No, I had one that likes to smoke weed outside the office, and I told them they couldn't, so they left.
No. There's plenty of acreages across the road there by what's his name's house, or whatever. There's plenty of room.
I found it in the rolls earlier.
They packed up their four kids and they left.
They got four kids.
Oh, the tent site?
No, it's just this homeschool group that comes in every week. And last week I had an issue with it. I redirected her. She got mad at me, but then went back down to the beach and finished. Today when I redirected her, she just packed up her kids and left. Mm-hmm. And in all fairness, her kids make a really big mess on the beach anyway, so it didn't hurt my feelings. So I'd have to clean that up.
They bring
actual shovels in, and they dig in holes.
Well, thank you for your citizen's input.
Yep,
much appreciated.
Have a great day, guys.
Yes, thank you. Okay, animal control. Looks like anybody's get bit by a dog, cat,
not too
honey badger, nothing. Okay.
Not
health officer update, nothing.
Not to my knowledge.
We got only a couple of orders. You guys will have to round Butch up. Should be four. So I'll give you two right out of shoot. How's that?
Only two I can sign.
And then I'll get these two. And you guys will have to hunt Butch down and get him to sign them at some point.
Sign them at the next meeting.
This is that transfer one. It's pretty small this week. How come?
Because that's just a payroll one that is.
I know, but sometimes it's big.
You're not working so much overtime.
Okay. See that?
We've been sick.
That lets you know when I read it.
We've been sick.
Really?
Yeah.
You?
Yeah.
Ryan? Both of you?
Yeah.
That's too bad.
We spent too much time together. They both
you feeling better?
We're still having time.
What'd you do? Get the flu or something?
Yeah.
Jesus, that sucks, huh? Sorry to hear that.
I'll take all that to work in Maine Blues.
Yeah.
I just call it sick of working.
I've dodged it a few times. It's gone through the work where I work a couple times. A bunch of people sick and out.
Mm-hmm.
I've managed to dodge it.
Are you sure they're actually sick?
Some of them are.
Don't go there.
Some of them are sick. other ways.
Yeah, I told you, sick of working.
Well, I've been threatening to go see Dr. Summerhoff.
Exactly.
We have five working at the...
Up at the...
One, two, three.
I think they got a few more. Not everybody's worked.
Not everybody's worked yet. Yeah. Got a couple there.
There might be six of them, seven.
I hear
one more.
Okay. I'm not dusting these here because my knees are
on there,
so.
Oof. That's got that fooling in here. That grinds my gears.
I was waiting for that one.
That's a school payment, eh?
Yeah.
Listen, if that reminds you, I had this conversation with Leslie last week. Maidstone only pays like $300,000 to their school, but they pay $3.5 million?
Yeah.
To the state, to spread around the state.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine how they feel.
I would.
Ours all stays here, at least. Or stays in Lamoille.
Well, only because our school board members have figured out the weighted student scam.
So they know how to do their budget.
So they, all of our students are special, quote unquote. I mean, recorded, I won't use any other words.
So they're using enough money so they don't.
So what happens is every one of our students is worth 2.5 students or something. There's like 480 total physical human beings, but there's like near 1,500 weighted students. So then when the state says, oh, look at all them students, they give you money for every weighted student. So you guys have figured that shit out,
mm-hmm.
Right? I don't like it. How many students does Maidstone have?
Probably none. They're a vacation town.
Right. So I would close my school and be done. Let my people, anybody that lives in my town, you gotta find a way to educate your kids because this town is out of the education business.
I think they still have to pay the state.
No.
Pay tuition.
They could pay tuition at another
not
school.
Another school. Not have a school.
And just not tuition. Have a school and bail out of the district.
You think
and,
if they close their school, that means they don't have to pay for the rest of them?
That's right. Why would you have to?
Why do you have to now?
If you have to send
there you
them,
go.
Oh, it's because of Act 60 way back then when they passed that. That was the beginning of this nightmare was Act 60. These guys don't do this all at once because it... They did it all at once.
Everybody
be screaming. So they do a little bit, you know. Oh, this is going to be great. We're going to spread the money around mm-hmm. the state. That's when the state took over the budget, right? Mm-hmm. And then you're after that, once the state takes over the budget, now you're screwed. Because now, oh, well, you're poor. We're going to take money from Maidstone and give you money.
Yeah.
Well, if you're that person, you vote for that. Oh, that's great. You're going to take money from these. Well, what happens when there ain't any more?
It's the kitty's drying up.
The kitty dries up.
Because they right now they're trying to pay down the percentage of increase.
Oh.
What happens when the surplus of money goes away?
Mm-hmm. They just borrowed. Fuck. I don't want to say the number because I'll get it wrong, but it's tens of millions of dollars. They took it out of the general fund and shoved it over into the school.
Education fund.
To keep the budget increase to 3.5%.
Yeah.
But the real budget increase was more than 10. It was 10 or 11.
12. 12. 12 something.
Whatever. It was high.
12 something, and they bumped it down to 7.
Yeah, but I thought...
They didn't get it down. No. Last time I knew it was down to 7.
But then I think they grabbed a bunch of money out of another fund, and now they've drove it down to 3. Because they're scared shitless of the backlash that's going to happen.
And they've come find out they're stealing a lot of this money out of the transportation fund.
That's where
they're finding out that they don't have enough money to do the paving because they stole too much money out of it.
Some of it's coming from the transportation fund, absolutely. And that's, so I've already posted 2 or 3 times when I saw that where they told the news item said, WCX News said, oh, borrowing this money from that fund to make that. So they're stealing from the taxpayers to pay the taxpayers. That's what they're doing.
Your unions are what driving the cost of everything.
Part of it. That's a big chunk. All right. So we got to review the minutes of last meeting.
I'd like to wait for Butch to go ahead and approve them. I'm fine with them.
Yeah.
But I'd rather have all three of us here.
Yeah.
Myself, personally.
I barely read them over. Butch is usually the best one at reading them, so I don't have a problem tabling that until he has a chance to read those and approves them. Minutes. All right, we got a handful of overweight permits here to take a quick look at. We got one from DeRocher's Bulk Service. Three trucks. All over, no, one of them 69, but the other two are 90,000. Mm-hmm. Big trucks. Structural Wood Corporation doing business as Roll Lock Truss. It's from someplace in New York. I was just going to look and see what they got for trucks.
They have a whole list of them.
Yeah, but they're all 80,000 and less. Them are all 80,000 and less. And then we got...
No, there's only two. The other one's a driveway
permit. Oh, sorry, that's a driveway permit. So there's only two.
I'll make a motion to approve the town specs.
I guess I'll have to second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Two ayes have it, I guess. So we'll approve those, sign them off, deal of the day. Then looks like we got a Brennan Blair.
This is the one you had been talking to. His was expired, so he filled out the new one.
Oh, it's expired.
So all he needs is to
extension
for it.
Oh. They filled out a whole new permit.
Okay, yeah. He just needs it extended, so.
And he is working on it, so he is moving it back up where the original driveway was.
Yeah, it's the one we looked at.
Yeah, right? He is in the process of moving it. So.
All right, so.
I'll go ahead and approve it.
Make a motion to approve this application for permit.
Yep.
Or extend the date on it.
Extend the date from the original.
It says road commissioner of authorization. Yeah. I don't know if that's to approve the permit.
That's to approve the final, I think.
Yeah, this is where we got to sign. This is to approve the driveway. We don't want to sign that.
No, we don't want to sign this one yet.
This is the permit.
That's the access permit. Yeah. This is final approval.
This is final approval. And what the hell is this?
That's the one for the permit right here. That's the actual permit.
Okay. So you got to sign it, not me then. I've been signing those, but whatever.
So which one of you motioned and which one was second?
Ricky motioned, I seconded. I like my little stamp. It's the best thing about this whole job.
Today's the
26th. Oh, it's 26th.
The comments. So this one here, basically, he's going to upgrade the
existing
driveway, right?
Yeah, that's what he's doing. He's upgrading the existing.
Reading existing driveway. So I can go there.
Yeah, this is the signed pile here. Stuff that's been signed.
Yeah.
That's the minutes.
You look at the traffic study?
I haven't.
Take a look at it.
It's kind of funny. Vaguely.
And I didn't print them all out, but they also have like Excel sheets that tell you how many trucks, how many this, how many...
Yeah, this tells you passenger vehicles, 79.1%, single unit trucks, 26, tractors and heavy vehicles.
I guess it gives you time frame of when all of them went through.
Yeah, they got a whole analysis probably.
Yeah.
I saw those guys. So 111 cars a day on Blakeville, huh?
Yep.
That's quite a few.
Yeah, and then...
Not too horribly fast, 44.
No.
not awful.
That's the 85 percentile level, drive 44 or more.
Right. But the average is 36.2, yep. So somebody's going really slow.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Yeah.
Probably Dick Thompson. He goes through there about 20 every day.
Yeah.
So that drags the average
about down. Three times a day.
Yeah, so that drags the average down, right? So then we got, this one's not, I thought this East Hill one would be worse, but I don't.
But that's right, by, that was right by Johnny Duchette's.
Oh, so that's, you're already just either breaking or coming around that corner.
That's
hustling. 839 is hustling right there.
Yeah.
Not horrible. No.
Slamming on your brakes awfully fast, though.
The one that made me laugh is Knowles Flat Road.
Knowles Flat Road.
53 miles an hour. 85% of them are driving 53 miles an hour.
Jesus, I don't even drive 53 up that road.
That's right there by the where the houses are.
Right, yeah, Crafty's School.
No.
Oh, no. It's on the other side of the bridge.
It was on the other side right there.
I saw it, yeah. Right where all the... used to be fields both sides, and now it's the houses.
247 cars, and that's not counting the ones that went to the school.
Jesus. Where are they all going?
That's what I said. Where are
they going? They use it as a crossroad.
They do.
See...
Oh, from 118 to...
I didn't get a lot. I wasn't on the select board then. Man, I didn't get a lot of traction. When I said, you know, Bruce chewed my ass because he still owned the store.
Yeah.
I said, that bridge has been out for 4 years or something. 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
Whatever it's been out. Why don't we just make a couple cul-de-sacs and leave it out? Mm-hmm. That would slow the traffic down.
Yeah.
Nobody would be cutting through it. Wow, he says, it kills my business because people come out them other roads. They either go to that store, and not mine. I'm like, I don't care about your store rules. Constant complaints about people going too fast by the school.
Yeah.
Constant complaints about people speeding up on the other end of that road.
Yeah.
And look at the traffic. If we'd have just ignored that through however many hundreds of thousands that bridge was.
I mean, when I was younger, the speed over that was probably more than that.
I'll bet it was.
But there was no houses there.
There were no houses there. Nothing but cows.
Yeah.
Yeah, now you got those kids that always bolt out in front of you.
They're not so bad. They're getting bigger now, and they've gotten motorized stuff now.
Yeah. I go
slow. Yeah, they still bolt out in front of you.
I go pretty slow out through there because them freaking kids are all over that road. You know?
The adults are worse than the kids, though.
Oh, they'll step right out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Step right out. They pull out of the driveway.
Oh, my God. That final driveway, they pull out
the one right next to the bridge right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Be careful right there.
Oh, my God. Every single time.
North Road. 200, just a fair amount of traffic on 243 a day on that road.
Yeah. And 85% of them drive 53 miles from
that. Yeah.
But that I'm not surprised about.
Again,
no,
it's so rough up there.
What not right now.
What is the speed limit? Is it 35 the whole
where
length
was
that?
The thing?
Huh?
I don't know
35
where
the whole length of that?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Where was
that
one?
I'm probably a 53 guy.
Where was that one on North Road?
I didn't see that one, so I didn't look there, but.
I thought it was right.
I didn't go up there, so
I did. I think it was down through, if I remember right, it's. What Valley View?
Oh, right. Just
that, where you smoothed it out. So
when they're coming down that hill.
Yeah, where people don't step on their brakes and they just go, let it go.
Wow, look at that road.
What road?
1,200 cars a day. Can that be right? Oh no, sorry, I read it wrong. That's the total.
117.
Yeah. Oh, I was like, what?
117 cars. What? There's a road that don't really go anywhere, too.
It don't go anywhere.
People drive by all the time. I don't
it's
like
to cut the cut to 118, I suppose.
Yeah. They don't usually do that there.
You wouldn't think so.
No. There's plenty of them that head in the direction of Knowles Flat, and there's no houses past us except for a couple.
Yeah.
And there's quite a bit of traffic.
Yeah, so where are they going?
I think they're headed to
North
Flat Road.
North.
Yeah, probably up the hill or Coast Road.
Plus,
or
you got all those kids that just keep going back and forth. Beep, 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 beep.
Well, maybe. So then, I got a paper here. Do we want to...
Yeah, I didn't know if you guys... They asked if we wanted to do a separate one.
Do I want to do a separate one?
Like, do you have a specific
another
spot
one
where you would like them to do it?
For the next round?
Not particular. I mean, they don't come in they all come in about the same every time we do them.
It's not slowing people down even with a traffic counter on there. I mean, no matter what happens, that's the amount of traffic that's going over these roads. And what are you going to do about it?
I didn't figure you wanted to know.
The state police have been on the roads.
Have they? Yeah, I've seen
them. Last week, what day was it? I took in Thursday. State police was up on Warren Road.
Yeah.
I was driving 35 that day.
He's a good for you.
Yeah.
Much so.
Got it.
Yeah, I don't. I used to, when I was younger, I probably drove those averages way up, but I paid for it. I paid for it heavy. I paid a heavy toll back in the day for driving too fast. Mm-hmm. Never no DUIs ever. Nothing but speeding tickets and
Railroad Street in Milton gets me everything.
Whatever. Oh, yeah, I got nailed in there.
There.
I got popped on Railroad Street.
Spend half their day.
Warrensburg is all you have to do is coast, mm-hmm. and you end up going too fast on that road.
Yep, I got popped on Railroad Street one time coming home from work at IBM. We used to go through, cut through Milton and over the hill because it was less traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And he pulled me over, and Jim Albury was riding with me. And he gave that cop a ration of shit for some reason. I don't know why.
But before you got the ticket?
I was done. We had three cruisers all around us, pinned right in there. All I got was a speeding ticket out of it. But as soon as Jim lit into that guy,
I'll tell you
the whole Milton police force swooped in.
Sometimes you're better off just to
shut
say
up.
Yes, sir, no,
shut
sir.
Shut up, take your ticket.
That's all you say to the other ones. They're pretty nice. I normally get off with a warning.
Shut up and take your ticket.
Right, maybe you won't even get a ticket. What I will tell you right now is they run radar 24/7 on our vehicles.
Who does?
Milton. PD.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I found that out.
Back in the day, they had Jim Lyon was the chief of police. And that town was making huge money. Mm-hmm. He got caught doing that, though. I think they run him out. But he was making a huge pile of money running speed traps and whatever.
Yeah. No, they just run 24/7
now. No, and you know what?
If you're curious.
I've been through Milton a couple, three or four times. Recently, and I've seen the cops there. I was doing 40 on Railroad Street. He just
didn't bother you.
Oh, seriously? They always pull me over for that.
Yeah, you maybe you're going. Paid. Maybe you're going more than 40.
No,
they know your vehicle because they pulled you over. So
I think it's 25 there, isn't it?
30.
Is it 30?
30.
Anyways.
Most of the time, one of them just flicks their lights at me. Yeah, he comes to Milton, and so he'll flick his lights.
Dude. Yeah, I mean, that guy was like, you know, hey, I know you're going too fast.
They'll flick their lights, and they're like, I'm like, yeah.
He didn't want to do any paperwork that day or something, you know.
He has other things to do.
So ratify additions and deletions. There isn't any to ratify.
Well, under other.
Other highway.
I got one thing.
Oh, sorry.
I had a gentleman call me, and this is what I told him. We got people spinning the roads up.
Yeah, we do.
And up on Shoba Road, the guy called from up there. And he wanted to know what I could do about the kid that was spinning it up. I said, there's nothing I really can do about it.
No, you're...
I said, my job just to grade them. But I feel we grade up the roads and down on Blakeville, we grade that up. Next day, you go down there and... There's donuts spun
again, and the Cooper Hill, that kid.
They spin them up, and I guess I feel that they want the road left rough.
Yeah.
So.
And then if you leave them rough, other people will complain.
Yeah.
Right.
Like that Boy Scout is, right? Mm-hmm.
You can't do much. I mean, it would be a police matter, right?
That's what I told them, to call the state police. And they didn't
the
really
kid,
want
whoever's
to call the
doing
state
that
police.
Is,
what are you
going to
do?
Nothing
we're
I can do.
Not,
we have no law enforcement.
We're not law
the
enforcement.
State.
Sounds like the one that called us this weekend, too. Just wondering.
Yeah, we're not law enforcement, and, you know, most we can do is get in there and yell at the kid and get in a fight, which is not the thing to do.
No.
So,
Ryan graded today. He graded over on Kirk's Road, and a kid's out there with a little go-kart thing, spinning donuts right outside the driveway.
It's nice soft gravel. You know?
Yeah.
It's all fresh. Look at that. We got to have at that.
So you would think the parent would come down and say,
what are you doing?
I know what my father would used to say.
You used to give us a rake.
Yeah.
So you give me more than a rake.
You probably have to get hit with a rake first.
You used to give us a rake and tell us to fix it.
Yeah, my father wouldn't have flew very far when I was a kid.
But if you want to spin your tires, go to a different town. That's what I always did.
pretty much what I was told. Don't do that shit around here. And don't ever, if the cops show up here waiting for you, he said, don't bother coming back. Don't bother coming home.
You get in trouble, you get up.
You get out, you find your way out. Yeah.
Don't call me.
Don't call me to bail your ass out of jail because I'm not going to do it. Period. He'd help you. Your father was the same way. If you were trying to help yourself, he'd help you to the end of the earth. Those old guys were all like that. But if you were being a fucking idiot, you're on your own. So, grant updates, open the playground bids.
How many you got?
One.
Why do you think it'll be too hard to complete?
Well, there's two different bids in there, but they're from the same company.
Can you send information to the other company saying we need it?
No, I sent one to the other company asking.
This is the one where they had all the stuff in it, the nice stuff?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they gave us more than that initially, right?
Yeah.
Like four of them.
She's saying she can give us more if we didn't like these play structures. There are other ones that she's willing to work with us on.
I guess whatever you guys want to do that falls within our grant budget. Mm-hmm. That's what my opinion is.
I'm just following the requirements for the grant.
I think, yeah, we can look at a few.
Jeez. I don't understand how this works, and I don't have to understand, but how can you have a... And no, there's nothing about this company. I see this all the time, right? There's your price. With a 50% discount.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that price was too high to start with, wasn't it? By a bunch.
It's basically, they increased it by
70%.
75%.
Yeah.
And then they give you 50% off, make you feel good, and they're still making 50% on it.
So this price right here is a price where they're going to make money.
Yep.
So why don't they just give us that price? What does that make me feel any better? No. Some people, it might make them feel better, but it doesn't make me feel better.
To be honest, when I looked at that person... Website, I was like, we're not going to be able to afford
anything
that's not tiny. Yeah, no, that's good. So $72.85 for certified installation, that's awesome. So that's going to be about $29.
Yeah, so I think if we pick out something four. Similarly priced and keep it around $30 so that we have money to do the rest of the stuff. Like, we still need to get the ADA screen, which is probably $1,000, and then we need mulch. And
so I'm fine with what you said. As long as you're somewhere within shooting distance of the budget. See, this one's a little less. Have at it. Because we did get a grant for it.
That was the installation. That was the installation too?
Yeah.
Okay. It'll be like 20.
27, 28, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, in that neighborhood. So as long as you're within shooting distance of the grant, I mean, it's not a huge pile of money. I think you guys, you are much closer to it. You can make the decision and place the order. That's how I feel about it.
Yep.
Yeah, I think we're good there.
I did have one question.
Sure.
Do you think we can get that slide out in one piece to sell it, or should we just scrap it?
Boy, I don't know. I haven't looked at it.
If you're gonna sell it, you're gonna want to disassemble it.
Yeah.
You're not gonna be able to do it.
But is it not worth even trying? Do we want to try to sell it?
I'd have to look at it.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's worth $120. The steel posts were $120 a ton.
It's worth $4,000. I don't know. Yeah.
But if somebody needed a slide, they'd have to repair it, right? And there is
that crack.
You got to think about this. I mean,
liability.
I hate to think that way. But if you sell it to somebody, and they get hurt on it. If you haven't made them sign a contract as thick as this book, then that liability of that could come back.
Take it where is as is.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It has to be. I would literally post that thing on Facebook Marketplace for free. You take it out. I mean, something like
that.
Well, that was something
I thought about, but do you want somebody else up there trying to get it out?
No, I understand. And you remove it in November.
Well, no, it's got to come out after Labor Day because we're telling them that's
After Labor Day. But yeah. Whatever. You know what I'm saying. That would be another
one. I'd have to look at it and see what it. I would think you could disassemble that.
At least get the two halves apart, right? The slide off the ladder part.
The ladder.
But it's not only can it be disassembled, who's going
to. What do we do with it?
You know what I mean? It's just going to fall on you.
Yeah.
What do we do with it, too?
Oh,
because it's not even Molly disassembling it. We're no employees, Ricky.
Because you're here every day.
She just volunteered me for that.
She did. I volunteered.
I'm not volunteering you, but it's the two of us and the two of you are the only people working. So.
Yeah. And you don't want me trying to disassemble it. I'll try it, but
I'll have to look at it and see what it takes.
Yeah, see what it takes. And something we can do.
Yeah. Without breaking it.
We can plan a Saturday or something. I'll come up. And
we unless we could also ask them what they would charge to get rid of the slides themselves.
Yeah. They're probably.
We can probably pulling it out there. We can
no big deal.
Yeah. If you don't intend on saving.
The base is going to be the worst. I think. Because they took concrete.
Yeah, there's got to be concrete. And when I looked at it last summer.
We can just scrap it all together.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is.
Like or you could always dig it out, and if you can somehow keep it workable, well, and then you want to give it away after.
What you might want to do is that concrete base. You might want to ask these new people, hey, we got this chunk of concrete. You want to tie your stuff to it because it's already there.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're putting in, but it might be worth it to talk to them about it.
Yeah, but do we know what's actually in there?
I don't.
Yeah. I don't.
So you won't know until you go take it out.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway,
we'll deal with that.
We'll deal with
somehow, one way or the other.
So we've kind of delegated the decisions on that based on the bid prices are pretty close.
Well, there's only one bidder, so we'll just pick something in the price range.
As long as you're within the shooting distance of the budget.
Yeah.
The only thing under is we did not get any highway grants.
Nothing.
None. Did they let you know one way or the other?
Yep.
None.
Well, there was one that Alec always applies for. We did get that one, but that's it.
Alec.
Might be the segment one. It's the one I think you apply for, and then he comes and picks something.
Yes.
Yeah, that's not
that. He's been after me to pick something. Like I told him, I said, we have the paving stuff that I have to do. I have the one on White Road that needs to get done. So, and. The next, there's a few of them down on Blakeville I was thinking of doing, but they don't fall in the they have to fall in a hydraulically connected.
Right.
So you don't really have anything left then?
Do have some left, but I got to sit down and see which ones were the hydraulically connected. I filled out one for up on East Hill, but those three were hydraulically connected, but those are...
Okay,
that was more deberming and ditching than it was.
Yeah, that's one that came back today.
Yeah, that was one that came back today.
So you guys are going to, if you got to pick one, you'll pick something.
Yeah.
Hopefully fairly easy for you.
Yeah.
They told me to apply again next year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was just save those papers.
Yeah.
So next year you'll have,
kind of do
you're going to have to have somebody else start doing the bidding on them because I'm way too low on them.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, the structures one came back real quick as a negatory.
Well, we got a lot of those in the last few years. We've got quite a few.
We're out of rotation.
We're out of rotation.
Well, we just did one on Griggs Road.
Well, and it's just like, I didn't think
we did that one, that big culvert with the concrete head walls and stuff.
I didn't think we were going to get the paving one because we just got the one last year for North Road.
Yeah.
So I was like, this was just a shot in the dark on this one.
Yeah.
Only one that I thought we might have been in running for was
that we were talking about earlier. All those grants come with hooks. They ain't free.
Somebody's paying for it.
Well, somebody's paying for it, and they come with the hooks. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, now... Mm-hmm. You gotta take all them stones out, wash them, put them back, whatever cockamamie bullshit they came up with.
Don't even start on that because I had to sit through the MRGP stuff the other day.
Yes, congratulations on making it through that without coming on
board. Yeah, MRGP's next, isn't it?
So the next thing I think.
MRGP's tomorrow.
The next thing is under other. The heading other Sullivan Powers and Company outside audit. We got these.
You got the fancy final.
So it's a final draft. Nothing's changed. The only thing they asked for was a response slash plan for the one deficiency, which was the journal entries. I don't know if you remember talking about that.
Yeah, did you fix that?
Which I had already talked to you. Right. I already talked to Leslie before they asked for it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The auditors are going to sign. So I had to draft a letter saying basically a response.
Right, right.
Yep.
So I said that the auditors are, the plan is for the auditors to do it for once a month to check them all and initial them. And if they can't, then the select board will have to review them.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's not much else we can do.
It's just the journal entries, yeah, as opposed to the orders.
Right. It's just it's just basically changes in accounting, which we can't do as we're doing them because there's not enough staff for a third person to look at it. So they're just going to check it once a month, make sure they look legit.
So these four are all the same.
All the same as the drafts.
Yeah.
So basically.
So what do we do with these?
So basically, your auditors are doing. Correcting it, they're your third staff, basically.
Yeah, they're overseeing us for those things.
Yeah, okay. Yep.
So you've already corrected the quote-unquote deficiency. Everything else I read about is...
Suggestions.
They had to find something, because that's what auditors do. I get it. So, awesome. So what do we do? Just file
them? I'm going to make a file for that audit.
Mm-hmm. This is the thing you sent me in its entirety that I had to go through.
Yeah.
So I didn't go through.
They would have been only half the pages if you look. Half of they don't have nothing on the back side of them.
Nothing on the back side, and
it wasn't intentionally left blank.
So I was.
They are.
I don't know.
Well, so I didn't go through here and check any numbers because I don't. That ain't what I do. I don't know how to.
Ricky's might need something to him, but unless you're comparing it to our general
ed. Right. No. It doesn't mean anything. But I read the. Opinions and whatever, and it's like I think it's fine. I think we did a good job.
Yeah, no, I think I'm good.
So I did read that on my phone at lunch.
We didn't think you wanted us to print that in the draft version.
You sent it to me in.
Well.
PDF.
That's
40,
because you did it on your computer. I don't have to waste all the paper.
50 pages. She sends me my email. I'm like, holy shit. Page. Listen,
it's my duty to give it to you.
I know.
What you do
with
the information is up to you.
Okay, so.
I didn't want to waste 50 pages. So.
Before we go through much more FYI, what are the chances we get a hold of Butch? Is that what we're going to do? Or try to do that?
You can try it again.
So we put it under FYI. I hope he's not sick or something.
What do you do? Just call and leave a message?
No, I talked to him, but then I forgot to leave a message. So.
I mean, it's not like there's a huge thing to do here.
He might want to look at him. Well, if he doesn't want to talk about it over the phone, at least schedule something. 24 hours notice is what you need.
Minimum 24. So we could do today's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday morning.
Thursday.
Or Thursday day.
Earliest.
Okay.
Sorry.
Wowzer.
It wasn't very loud.
Hello?
Hey, Butch, it's Molly and the rest of the select board.
Yeah?
Are you okay, buddy? You're sick, or?
My mom passed away today.
Oh, God, we didn't know that. Sorry to bother you.
No, that's all right. We just got home, so.
Oh, well.
Sorry, I missed.
No worries at all. We just thought we got those bids in.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
We opened them.
So the question is, and I think probably it's appropriate to just say, you know, maybe Thursday or Friday we could get you on a phone call.
Yeah, I can be available this morning. I won't, but Thursday night, if that works for you guys or whatever, I can meet you up there if that's what you want, because I don't know when the funeral and stuff is going to be. So.
Right, understood.
If that works, whatever, I'll try to make it work for you. I don't know. They're going to try to make arrangements and stuff.
Yeah, whatever works for you, buddy.
So we just have to have the 24-hour notice, so whatever works for you, we can make work for the rest of them.
If Thursday night works, if that will work in time, that will work. I'll make it work Thursday night.
Yeah, we just don't. We either want to make a decision, let these guys know what's going on, you know, sooner than later.
And like I said, I'm happy with you open them, but we probably can't because I think Rick, you don't want to be a part of it, right?
No, I do not. The dirt work part of it, I'd like to stay out of it.
But we opened them anyway, and we didn't read anything into the record, but we looked at them. So we know what they say. We just need you to read them and look at them.
You know what I mean? Sorry.
No, no worries. It's and we're very sorry to hear about your mom.
Well, he's in a better place. So,
yep.
And Thursday night works at what, 6 o'clock?
6 o'clock
works. Yeah, sure. Yeah. I'm good with that.
Yes, 6 p.m. works.
Thank you, Butch, and I apologize for ringing you up. We didn't really know what was going on, so.
I don't say much about it, but anyway, that's fine in there. I'll see you Thursday night at 6 o'clock.
All right.
We'll thank you, Butch.
Thank you, Butch.
Thanks, Butch.
That's a tough day.
That's a tough day. No question about it. So that was our four-year information. So I don't usually do it, but I'm going to make a motion to adjourn.
Okay, I'll second it.
Who's going to vote on that? Us?
Us too.
So all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. We are now officially adjourned at 7:05.